This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Within the next couple of weeks, a dozen of the country's largest Muslim groups will endorse a candidate for president. It's estimated that there are more than 1 million Muslim and Arab voters in the U.S. They voted overwhelmingly for George W. Bush in 2000. This year, recent polls suggest that support is weakening significantly. Michael Leland of Michigan Radio reports.
It's Saturday morning in Dearborn, Michigan, the heart of the state's Arab and Muslim community. Bill Shaheen, a Kerry campaign volunteer and husband of former New Hampshire Governor Gene Shaheen, is rallying local Arab American leaders to do what it takes to help defeat President Bush in November.
You have an obligation to be red hot. You have an obligation not to leave a single vote behind. You have an obligation to tell the world, we put them there and we're taking them out.
Southeast Michigan is home to about 130,000 registered Muslim voters, so large a number that it could help decide what will likely be a very close race in the state. In 2000, George W. Bush handily won the Muslim vote in Michigan, but many here now say they won't vote for him again. Hafiz Azubair says the Bush administration's policies in the Middle East have angered American Muslims and hurt the country's reputation overseas. He says in the past, people in his native Dubai have looked up to those who live in the U.S. and treated them well. Azubair says he got a rude awakening during a recent trip home.
When I went there, I had to stop by a gas station to borrow a phone to call for a taxi, and they asked me, where are you from? So trying to portray my pride, I said, I'm American. They won't even let me use the phone.
Azubair says he plans to vote for Senator Kerry in November, and some recent polls suggest he's not alone. The firm Zogby International says its recent survey of 1,800 Muslims suggests three-quarters of them say they'll vote for Senator Kerry. Pollster John Zogby says 4 years ago, President Bush got 42% of the Muslim vote, to Al Gore's 31%. Zogby says broad opposition to the president this year stems from several issues he says Muslims consider key.
Number one, it's the war in Iraq. Number two, it's Palestine. Number three, it's the Patriot Act.
Many Muslims say they expected President Bush to address concerns like increases in profiling of Arabs at airports. But since 9/11, they say profiling has increased sharply, and thousands of Muslims have been detained in the nation's war on terrorism. They also complain that surveillance activities allowed under the USA Patriot Act leave many of them feeling more closely watched than ever. Last week, the Arab American Political Action Committee in Dearborn endorsed John Kerry for president. Osama Siblani is a member of that group and publisher of the Arab American News. He says President Bush made a lot of promises to his community in 2000, but most never materialized.
I would say that the Arab American community now wants to make a statement that George Bush betrayed this community 4 years ago, and now it's time for payback.
But there are some Muslim voters who remain committed to the president or are still undecided. The Karbala Islamic Center in Dearborn is where many of the city's Iraqi immigrants go to worship. After prayers one recent afternoon, Shandal al-Hashimi, who voted for President Bush 4 years ago, said he hasn't decided who he'll vote for this year. His main issue is the handling of Iraq. And while al-Hashimi says he and other Iraqi Americans appreciate the administration's effort to topple Saddam Hussein from power, he'll vote for the candidate he feels can not just win the war, but also the peace.
To me, rebuilding the country needs to be there. To me, a lot of needs for Iraqi people not satisfied yet. And I think we're wasting a lot of time, wasting a lot of money without getting people anywhere.
Others in the community say they still support Mr. Bush. Maha Hussein came to the U.S. from Iraq in 1983. She works as an oncologist at the University of Michigan Hospitals and says she shares the concerns of many American Muslims.
But to be honest with you, I'm an American first. And when I look at issues in general that affect us in this country internally, I find that not all, but most of my views are in line with what the president's agenda is.
When the American Muslim Task Force on Civil Rights and Elections makes its endorsement, the decision's expected to carry significant weight. But in a large community of voters who watch events in the Arab world very closely, it seems at this date many are itching for a change in the White House. For NPR News, I'm Michael Leland.